Praise the Lord. He knew that he's going to use, give me a fighting ministry, ministry where I go fight. So he needed to remove fear from me. So I don't go inside prison. So what do you go? You scare me now. Inside prison, a Nigerian prison is not Oyibo prison. After hellfire, as described, the next place is Nigerian prison. In fact, Nigerian prison is a foretaste of hellfire. Amen. So that you see why I'm doing everything to go to heaven. Affliction shall not arise second time. Can I go prison here and then go prison there again? Lie. Amen. He said, weeping may endure for the night, but there is a morning. There is a morning. The morning brings what? Hallelujah. Joy, joy cometh in the morning. Somebody here, after the night, where there is no light, there is going to be a morning that will break forth. And there will be light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always remember that there is the accuser of the brethren. The accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10 speaks about the accuser of the brethren. Who is the accuser of the brethren? It's Satan, the devil, before the throne of God. But always remember that because there will be an accuser, there will be need for an advocate. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And our advocate, what is his name? What is the name of our advocate? 1 John. Read it. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. He says, my little children, from verse 1, this is right unto you. He said that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. If the devil is going to accuse you that this is the reason why your expectation cannot manifest, always remember that there is an advocate. He is seated right now in the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. What is he interceding for? Father, have mercy upon him. He is the reason. He is the reason I suffered on the cross on Calvary. I have paid the price. Withdraw your rod. He is confessing. He is already repenting. Father, can't you see he's repenting? Father, can't you see he's regretting? Even if he's not repenting, he has suffered enough. Father, have mercy. He has suffered. Father, have mercy. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ now. That is the second ministry of Jesus. The first ministry is a prophet. He came and gave the word of God. He came. He is the word of God that was sent, and he healed us all. When he finished that, he went to the second ministry, the high priest of our profession. Seated in the right hand of the Father. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When they were stoning Stephen to death, God opened his eyes and he saw the Savior. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Comforting him, for he is our comforter. Comforting him. Don't worry. Let them do what they want to do. They can destroy this flesh, but they cannot destroy your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the advocate. Is our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And if our advocate is the Lord Jesus, another scripture tells us again that the Father judgeth no man, but he has committed all judgment to you, to his Son. Therefore, that Son, Jesus, he is both our advocate and the judge. Before the accuser of the brethren will bring the matter to him, you are bringing the matter to my lawyer to judge again. I have won the case before I was taken there. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have this revelation, you don't care. You will not care whatsoever. Hallelujah. That's why he says, I am saved. Whatever may betide me, I am saved. Whoever may deride me, I am saved. As long as I comfort me in that hollow of his hand. Oh, in that hollow of his hand. Kind of revelation you have that you bluff Satan. It's the kind of revelation we have that we bluff Satan. I was sharing something when we went to Ghana to those that came for that program. Amen. And I'm telling you, that is the truth. When I know I am in the line of duty, there is a confidence I have that God is behind me. There is this confidence I have that God is behind me. A few years ago, I was in France. I was in France for a program. And after the first night, I was in a hotel room. And suddenly, that angel woke me up, and I saw a man walking towards my bed, and I raised my hand like this, and I saw him. I raised my eyes, my head, and I saw him coming. I was a little bit confused, and I looked around. That is a vision, I've been a real. I noticed I was in the room. He stood and was looking at me. Not to be sure whether I saw him or not, I don't know. He looked me, I looked at. Then I told him, why are you here? You know the look? I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened. As you enter here, you see me with a woman for this room. But you don't find out who they're here before you enter here. Who sent you come? Come and get out. That was all I spoke. It turned like this. I went and I slept back. No, I added. I said, you see me with woman. You hear, say I come here for a program. They tell you, say I can't collect offering. I mean, I can't sell anything. Then you look me, where am I a 419 pastor? Come and get out. And so it just turned and go. Now, I was in Ghana also, and I was walking to see that there were some spirits in the room. And there was real distraction. I tried to sleep. It was a very stressful program. I tried to sleep. Then they jumped on top of the bed, and they were jumping on the bed. I mean, the bed was shaking and moving. don't know if it's you now. Holy Ghost, fire, fire. I am telling you this in the name of the Lord, and I'm not lying. And then I remembered, I said, they said the hotel is owned by Indians. I said, all these Indian demons. All these Indian demons. Oh, Father, I want to sleep. Father, I want to sleep now. Let these spirits go away. I didn't face them. Oh, Father, give me sleep. Give me sleep. I want to sleep. Father, give me sleep. I didn't turn. While I was saying, oh, Father, give me sleep, they were adding more on top of the bed. Jumping on the bed. I said, oh, Father, I have program now. I want to sleep. Please, Father, give me deep sleep. These spirits are moving about this hotel. I mean, I didn't get the hotel. I slept off till morning. I didn't face Holy Ghost fire. Give me water. Give me fire. Give me waiting. Praise the Lord. You see, there is a way you can bluff Satan. You bluff Satan. Bluff him. I came for a program. Holy Ghost baptism program. Then you are coming to jump on my bed. To disturb, to distract me so that I will not sleep. I didn't face, I said, Father, give me sleep. I want to sleep. Father, give me sleep. I want to sleep. And a deep sleep came. The next, I only remembered it when I woke up. And I was sharing. And that was the last night. They didn't come again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some demons that come. Like those ones that come to press you. To press you. They are just mischievous spirits around. They are just mischievous spirits around. Just to disturb you. You don't go to sleep. You don't sleep. You don't go to sleep. You don't go to sleep. You pee like this. They go, Lord, gee. Nothing. Nothing. Now just to disturb your sleep. They see, say, some of you now, after you don't do VG, you pray, tire. You want light and sleep, finish. You go see, they go, come see. So you say, we don't go to sleep. You too, you don't go to sleep. Just stop. Say, Father, give me sleep. Father, you know I have been awake talking with you. Father, give me sleep. Father, give me sleep. Bluff the devil. William Branham said, one way of treating stubborn spirits that refuse to go, he said, ignore them. Ignore them. Praise the Lord. They go tired, they go. Once they know that you know them, you are not afraid again, they will go. Because they will not achieve anything again. Listen. The accuser of the brethren will succeed if he has something to use against you. We are priests. That is who we are. But a priest has a special garment that he's supposed to put on for his identification as a priest. And so we see an example in Zechariah chapter 3. Can we read it, the first 4 or 5 verses there? Zechariah chapter 3. There is a story of a high priest by the name of Joshua. And it's a perfect type of every believer in this age. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to verse 5 maybe. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan also standing at his right hand. To do what? To do what? A high priest is standing, the angel of the Lord. And anytime, I hope you know who an angel is, a messenger of God. An angel does not come around you to entertain you. An angel comes to do his work. And he has come to perform a duty. He's always there to bring a message to you. When an angel appears before you, then expect, thus said the Lord. And an angel came before a high priest by the name of Joshua. And Satan was also standing at the right hand of Joshua the high priest to resist him, to hinder his blessing. Whatever blessing that is about to be given to you, he is going to resist it. The next verse 2. Watch what happens. And the Lord said unto Satan, that angel now began to speak to that demon. The Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. He saw this a brand plucked out of the fire. Verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Before the angel of God, a holy God. Amen. Praise the Lord.